My name is Jem Roberts.
Jem, where are you in the world?
I'm in Bath.
Lovely. Okay, important question for you, Jem Roberts, who's in Bath. What, is your specialist subject?
My specialist subject is the Beatles and comedy.
The Beatles and comedy?
Mm.
Okay, interesting subject. All right, interesting. I'm totally sure how to revise that, but I'll give it a go. Jem, you good to hang on?
Very much so, indeed.
All right, stay there for me, Jem. I will play one song, and then we'll do three questions on the Beatles and comedy. Oh, it's going to be interesting, this. Beatles in comedy. Jem in Bath is asking me the questions. Jem, why this? Why this subject?
Well, OJ, looking at the clock now, it's nearly 40 past midnight, which means that today, finally, my sixth book enters all the very greatest bookshops in the land, published by Candy Jar Books, and it's Fab Fools. It's the history of the Beatles and comedy and rattles and rock and roll laughs all around, basically.
Ah, that'll be why. Interesting. So you've written this book called Fab Fools, then, because I did some research online. I'm pretty sure I saw it, actually, on a link to a very famous online bookseller. So tell me then, because I was looking this up, didn't find many links, don't know how my answers are going to go. The Beatles were funny guys.
Well, this is really the X factor that made the difference between them and a lot of other very talented 60s groups. Yes, they were sexy. Yes, the music was heaven itself. But if they didn't have that humor and that Scouse wit, then we may not be pumping out so many books about them today.
Wow. Okay. So how much of a Beatles fan are you?
Well, this is for me, the Beatles sort of is the closest I get to having a religion.
Oh.
But if you're obsessive about many things, I'm not sure if that makes you an obsessive, but I'm very devout about the Beatles. And I've just had so many books myself, and I thought there's just too many Beatle books now. And I've been writing about comedy for a very long time. I did the Blackadder book and the official Douglas Adams biography.
Ah. Oh, my God.
And all sorts of comedy. And a big comedy. I did the official I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue as well. Oh, and wow. I just thought, well, the Beatles are really the biggest comedy outfit that ever there was. And nobody has ever even looked at them that way.
Okay.
And when you do, you start, all these different connections start coming up, from Morecambe and Wise to Monty Python to Saturday Night Live. And then there's also the Ruttles. Nobody's ever told the Ruttles story. So there's so much to squeeze in there, I tell you.
You see, now it sounds like a fabulous take on it, a take I've never heard about the Beatles.
Mm.
I don't know what the Ruttles is, though. What's the Ruttles? Am I allowed to ask
the
that?
Ruttles.
The Ruttles. Does the Ruttles ruin one of your questions if you tell me now?
No, you're very lucky that there's no Ruttles questions.
Okay.
I mean, I must admit, I came up with at least 24 questions on this, and it got whittled down to 3. But basically, where Monty Python meets the Beatles, and George Harrison always insisted that Monty Python carried on the spirit of the Beatles in the first place, that is where you get the Ruttles, R-U-T-L-E-S. Dirk, Stig, Nasty, and Barry. That would have been the answer to the question I nearly asked you. Good job I didn't, really. But it's Eric Idle's spoof of the Beatles.
Oh.
There'd be no Spinal Tap or any kind of great rock parody without the Ruttles. Yeah.
Wow, okay. This is going to be this is a deep subject, of which I don't think I'm going to do very well, but it's going to be interesting, so I'll set the mood.
Midnight Mastermind.
Jem, Radio 2 is all yours. 3 questions on Beatles and comedy. Take it away.
Right-ho. Okay, question 1. Who wrote the screenplay for Danny Boyle's 29 hit film Yesterday?
Oh, okay, that came up when I was doing my research. I saw that. I've not seen it. I know who stars in it. Do I know who stars in it? I might know who stars in it. Who wrote the screenplay? Now, obviously,
if you need clues, I've got lots.
I'd love a clue. I would love a clue. I'll take a clue.
Well, I've already written a book about one of the things this guy wrote and created, and I've mentioned it already this evening.
So that would be... Okay, I know who did it. It is... It's Ben Elton.
Oh, yowza. Wrong one, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. Was it Rowan Atkinson?
It was Richard Curtis.
Just keep getting it wrong. All right.
Oh, dear.
Good shout. Okay, well, I've started badly. Let's go question 2.
Question 2. Now, you've got 1 in 4 chance here. Question 2, which Beatles father claimed to have a hand in kickstarting the career of Ken Dodd.
Which beater? Okay, Ken Dodd, famous comedian. Which, well, it's one in four, isn't it? I'm going to go with... not McCartney. I think Lennon. I don't think... I'm going to go George Harrison. Mr. Harrison, yes. Senior. Is that right?
Congratulations.
Go on, OJ. All right, good guess.
Let's yeah, his dad was a bus driver, and he put on socials down there and apparently talked Ken Dodd into getting up on stage.
I love that. Is that another story that's in your book?
One of many millions, yes.
Oh, okay, brilliant. Well, let's go question three.
Okay, finally. Right. Are you quite relaxed?
Very relaxed.
Nice and mellow, good. Question three. Which 90s comedy double act featured in Paul McCartney's video for Brown Eyed Handsome Man?
Which 90s double act of comedy? Okay, specifically you're saying 90s. So I think that rules out some of the famous ones. I'm gonna go left field here.
If it helps, they did appear in character and they were brilliant.
They did appear in character. Okay, so I think it... Okay, there's one of two, I think, here. It's either... Mm-hmm. It's either Hugh and Laurie, or it's Hugh Laurie's the one person. That's not the double act. It's Fry and Laurie, or it's Hale and Pace. I'm going to go Fry and Laurie.
I just got this image now of Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie dancing with Paul McCartney. That would have been incredible.
Okay, what
everyone
members,
would
what,
remember that.
What I meant was Hale and Pace. Well, French and Saunders.
I didn't mention my previous book was Soupy Twist, the official Fry and Laurie story, and I'm afraid it's not in there. That's not right, OJ. I'm
who was
sorry.
It?
It was Paul Whitehouse and Charlie Hickson.
Was it?
And Ted and Ralph from the first show.
No way!
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. It's awesome.
Two of the greatest comedy characters of all time. Have you ever seen the final episode of that when they protect each other? Which
oh,
is
yes,
wonderful.
Indeed.
Oh, it's wonderful end to the story. Jem, I was pathetic. I got a fluky one, but the questions were great. Tell us again about the name of the book and where people can find it.
It's Fab Fools, and it's online and in all shops today. The Beatles comedy story.
And will it be? Because I'm not the world's biggest Beatles fan. I like the Beatles. I just don't know lots about them. Will I still get a lot out of the book, even if I don't know everything about the Beatles?
Well, you'll get more out of it than people who know everything because you'll learn so much. And it's just laughs all the way through.
Oh,
so
it.
Many laughs.
Well, Jem, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.